Harvey Webster of the Natural History Museum recounts the discovery of Happy the Haplocanthosaurus.
In the early 1950s, when the museum was still in Euclid Avenue and the two mansions and Millionaires Row, then-director Bill Sheley thought, you know what? A natural history museum isn't worth its salt unless it's got a dinosaur. We had lots and lots of fossils, but we didn't have a dinosaur. So what do you do if you don't have a dinosaur? You hire a bunch of college kids and you send them out west with the instruction, find a dinosaur. And so they went touring around Colorado looking for a dinosaur. And, you know, I mean, this is the most naive and, you know, simplistic idea that you could just go out and find one. Well, apparently, while in a bar/restaurant in Grand Junction, they bump into a group of paleontologists who, you know, when they identified who they were and what they were doing, said, oh, well, you ought to go to Canyon City because we think that there's the Morrison Formation there, and I think that we've seen some dinosaur stuff over there. So based on that lead, they go to Canyon City, Colorado, and sure enough, they find this dinosaur bone. And so for the next two summers, they conducted excavations and they remove as much of the animal as they possibly could. Unfortunately, a flash flood occurred at one point, which probably claimed 10% of the skeleton. And when they got it out, they identified it as a species of Haplocanthosaurus. And Haplocanthosaurus is a sauropod, a long-necked sauropod, think Brontosaurus. I believe there's only been four or five ever discovered, and ours was by far the most complete and the only one that's ever been mounted. So Cleveland Museum of Natural History got its dinosaur, first dinosaur on display in the state of Ohio. So we have, in our Kirtland Hall of Prehistoric Life, we have quite a few dinosaurs, but Happy, the Haplocanthosaurus, is our flagship.